Guide to Getting Married with Josh Withers.
One day soon, all these words will be inside the covers of a book, and I guess in recording a podcast, I guess I can probably record an audio book as well. I've been thinking about all of this for far too long. It's a real adventure to share with you here on the blog and the podcast and an email and all the places people are reading it before I send it to an editor or a publisher. And I'm just open to your thoughts on where the book should go, or if I've made a mistake or anything like that. Jump in the comments on the blog post or rebels.guide to let me know. Fun story, I didn't know when you should get an editor, so I approached an editor and she just plain out rejected me. She goes, get back to me when you've written the book. Like, okay, thanks, mate. So I'd love for you to subscribe and be my on the way editor by subscribing to the email at rebels.guide. This chapter is an attack on being chill, and then what you probably actually mean.
The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married.
In all my years as a marriage celebrant, a common statement couples make, as we're planning this ceremony, is that they just want a sort of chill wedding, man. And that sounds like a great idea, compared to all those stressful weddings we've heard about. The problem with chill is best described by Priya Parker in her book, The Art of Gathering, when she says, chill is selfishness disguised as kindness. You see, when you host a wedding, you're doing just that, you're hosting. The whole vibe of this book is to establish and develop purpose and intent around what you're hosting. And when we say we want to make it chill, we're negating our role as host. Things that are chill are relaxed. They're like a lazy weekend by the poolside in a resort. But events with intent have a leadership. As you arrive at a purpose-driven event, planned with intention, we know why we're there and what's happening. Not because there's signs pointing the way, but because our decisions have been made with clarity and intention. When you abdicate leadership, you create a vacuum that can and will be filled with useless traditions and other people's opinions. This isn't to say that an intentional wedding is intense and stressful, it's just not chill. Everyone at an intentional wedding can tune into the vibe you're laying down. There's no guesswork involved. There's a plan being executed by your wedding creating experts, and there's a place for everything, and everything is in its place. But by chill, I mean no stress. That's what most people say when they want a chill wedding. They're not talking about some kind of loose shindig, but they don't want there to be stress on the day. And I hear that, please. Do not worry at all. But stress at a wedding originates from one or more of three places. Number one, uncommunicated expectations. Number two, an amateur team creating the wedding. And number three, unwanted input from friends, family, or traditions. Let's explore those now. Number one, uncommunicated expectations. Now, this might sound crazy, but we, the wedding creators, we don't know what we don't know. If you have an expectation of someone, it's your sin if you don't communicate it. And you might think it's something they should know, but at the very heart of what we're doing here is changing expectations and dropping the status quo. So expectations can be expected to be different. Communicate your expectations. This is actually just great life advice. Number two, another source of stress can be an amateur team. A solid source of stress at a wedding is when this is supposed to be happening now and it's just not happening. It's either because the people making it happen are incompetent, or the timing for the wedding wasn't well planned. Two signs of an amateur team. By amateur team, I'm taking a clear swipe at your friend who has just bought a camera and really is into photography, whilst also taking a shot at the alleged wedding professionals who don't know how to create a good wedding. A professional says that something will take 30 minutes and it just does. A professional says that something will happen and it just does. Amateurs do neither. And I'm going to take a step out of the book for a second here, and I'm sure every wedding professional can verify this. It's very common for a hair and makeup artist to set the schedule out of place. And look, schedules, they're not gospel. If things run a bit late, it's fine. We're all human. But often when things go 15, 30, 45, 60 minutes over time, it's because of hair and makeup. And a big problem with hair and makeup is that there are event hair and makeup specialists, and they are great at what they do. They know how to schedule things out and they know what to do. But there's also people that are talented hair and makeup artists, and they're great at what they do, but they're not good at weddings and events. Two different skills. All right, back to the book. Unwanted input is the third source of stress. Finally, this is the hardest nut to crack, and it reminds me of our two pregnancies with Luna and Goldie. For most of my life, I successfully avoided ever talking about a vernix or a colostrum. Not a colostrum, just the colostrum itself. But the second you announce you're pregnant, every conversation with anyone, even strangers, is about this impending joys about to spring forth into your life, and most of it's bad advice. Everyone's just got so many things to say. It's not bad and medically bad advice, but it's bad as in it's not contextually personal for us. See, advice for you is different from advice for everyone. It's other people's experiences with birth or parenting, and their experiences aren't necessarily ours. So if you need to be polite, nod and listen and thank them, and then change the subject to how their local football team went and how they kicked the ball, then that's a good idea. These people, as lovely as they are, don't know that you're having a wedding with intention. So don't expect your friends and family and strangers and whatnot to be on the same page as you.
The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married with Josh Withers.
Coming up next in the next episode of this podcast, the next chapter of the book, is a deep dive into figuring out how people like you get married. But you might have noticed that I did mention Priya Parker's Art of Getting The Art of Gathering. It's a great read, and if you want to delve a little bit further into that, I highly recommend grabbing that off your favourite bookseller.
Find the rest of The Rebel's Guide at the website www.therebels.guide and on social media at Hello Josh Withers. The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married is created by Josh Withers. Music by Jeremiah Buzniak. This has been a Withers XYZ production. Unless you didn't like it, which is weird, because you're still listening.